Welcome to the listeners. Kami po ang Role for Students. At tamang kwentuhan, walang plastikan, tropa-tropa lang. And I'm Jerpy, one of your hosts. Siyempre, siguro naman kilala niyo na ako sa mga past few episodes. And nakakatuwa, we are complete na. I'm with my co-host, Neko Neko ni Pris and si Professor Artray. Kami po ay kompleto ng apat and we are going to talk about one of the most interesting topic right now sa lugar na tinatambayan namin, yung reality app.
Ikakat ko lang dito si Jerpy kasi nagkuproblema din sa Discord ko tsaka sa recording. So, this podcast is powered by Anchor and Spotify. For all of your podcast needs, you can go ahead and download this app and start your podcast today. Maraming salamat po sa Anchor and Spotify. Alata bang scripted sinabi ko? Hindi naman.
So yun, simulan natin. So, do you have any ideas kayo, kay Neko, kay Pista, kay Boss Arthur, kung pag-uusapan natin today?
Wala.
Wala. Ano ba ang pag-uusapan natin, Jerpy?
Anong wala?
Excited ka sa topic na to.
Hindi kasi ano, this past few days kasi may mga issue sa ano sa app. Then I think we need to also actually matagal na namin tong pinlalo na ko na pag-usapan yung mga issue sa reality. Kaso medyo minor lang yung issue na yon, pero kasi napansin namin na itong issue na nagdaan ng mga nakaraang araw mas malaki siya compare ngayon. So kasama natin ngayon si Snow, one of our guests. So I think so ano, para sa lahat, I'm going to give the floor to Snow. Short introduction lang, papakilala siya. So yeah, Snow, you can go ahead and take the mic. You can introduce yourself.
Hello po, thank you. Well, I'm Snow from Reality. Using this app, August 2021, exactly my birthday, my friend introduced this app to me. Pala, kinukwento niya na to before pa. Pero hindi ako nag-show ng interest kasi hindi ako mahilig sa ganitong apps. Parang for me, it was kind of corny kasi dati US server lang yung available. So, nung nalaman ko, nasaktan birthday ko, and dumami na yung nagka-interest na, sige, why not give it a try? So, wala akong balak maging ano, streamer before. Parang nood-nood lang ako, dalaw-dalaw, collab-collab.
Hi! Sorry, nag-cut up ata si Snow. Let's see. While we are waiting for her, so si Snow po yung makakasama natin sa kanya. So, I think si Snow ata eh, BFF Neko. Neko, ni tawa ba Neko? While we are waiting for her na mag-connect ulit sana sa
sorry,
sa ating lobby.
Sorry, internet ko. Patigil si Jill siya.
Yeah, okay, kaya pa.
Student natin na sobrang nawawal sa connection.
Tsaka ano, okay. Hindi po kami kasi scripted, kudulad ng ibang podcast. Charot! Sige, Snow, talay.
Wow! Hala, hindi ko alisan ako nagtigil.
Introduce yourself to your classmates again on why you went to reality.
She was here sa bahay nung birthday ko kasi nung mismo birthday ko ako nag-start mag-reality, which was August 10. Tapos nagpunta siya dito and nag-live siya. Sabi niya, try ko daw manood. Tapos nakita na ako dun sa avatars. Yun yung bali, pinakauna akong nagustuhan. Tapos ang nice ng mga tao, binalita niya na it was my birthday. Tapos lahat sila nag-greet sa akin ng happy birthday. Tapos ang warm lang pahikitungo and ang welcome nila sa akin. Kaya, yun yung nag-ano sa akin na parang to continue kasi ang welcoming ng mga tao before. And last, yung toxicity dati. So, yun.
Okay, yun. So, thank you. So, yes. I think si Snow muna yung ano, yung magkikwento about she will share something sa podcast. Then I'm going to ask Kuya Artray and Neko Neko and Priest about sa take nila sa kwento, then what will be the advices and what will be the actions towards it. So, kumbaga kami yung ano, tumpo. Tumpo. Pero hindi, ano, more on lang kami, more on. Just a disclaimer to everyone that's listening. My opinions or anybody from us doesn't reflect to what our community stand. Kumbaga, yung opinion ko ay personal ko. Ang opinion ni Neko, Priest, Artay ay personal lang din nila. And it doesn't reflect the whole Roper community. So, ayun lang po yung disclaimer namin. So, let's go into, let's go ahead and let's start this one. So, I'm going to ask Snow. You can go ahead and take the stage and makakapagkwento ka na. You can go ahead and share your story and your chismis. So, yun. Yung talagang title natin yun, ano, reality chismis. So, go ahead, Snow.
Mainit tong topic na to, Jerpy, ah.
Yun, yun, nakakasobrang, ano, sobrang hot take.
Hot take, your juiciest. And only here can you hear something like this over reality.
Jerpy, hindi lang makakakinig ng issue.
Oh, malaking tenga kasi.
Oh, no!
Kaya nagagawa ng malaking tenga ng klase. So, take it away.
Ganon? Bakit lang ah? Sorry, sorry, Snow ah. Bakit tahimik yung isa dyan? Hindi ko pa naririnig yung isa dyan.
Oo nga, no? Sino?
Kaya kasi si Neko today.
Neko.
Sino kaya yung tahimik na yun?
Tahimik mo ngayon, Neko.
Kasi,
na-starstruck natin si Neko kay Snow eh.
Hindi! Wala!
Traffic, may crush kay Snow. Speaking of, you know,
mag-crush si Jack and Snow, naku po, yahe kayong lahat.
So yan, tapagsalita na si Neko, yun naman yun eh. So yun, go ahead, Snow. You can go ahead and, ano, you can go ahead and take the mic na. So yun.
Take it away, Snow.
Okay, so bale, dito nag-start yung kanta ko kung bakit ako naging daily streamer sa reality. Because before, para sabi ko, stream lang ako kung kailan ko gusto. Na ano, na-attract ako dun sa badge kasi dati may badge dun na parang debut and daily. So I was asking, ano itong daily and ano itong debut? Tapos parang sabi ng friend ko, di na daw alam kasi di naman siya daily streamer. Parang nag-stream lang siya kung kailan niya matripan, kung bored siya, ganun. So I tried and then doon sa first day ko, may pumasok agad and nakalaro ko siya ng pyramid. Nag-usap kami until nagulat ako na medyo malawak na yung community ng followers niya. Hindi pa naman siya 1K pero isa siya sa nakilala ko agad na malaki na yung following and followers kasi yung mga una ko nakilala na friends ng kaibigan ko siguro less than 100 ay yung kanya siguro mag 500, 600 ganun. Eh, kaka-start niya lang din pala that month. Pinong friend ko, nakikita niya daw yan sa recommended before pa, pero hindi niya pinapasukan kasi nga nahihiya siya madami daw viewers. Tapos nagulat ako na pumasok dun sa broadcast ko. Eh, newbie ako. As in, first broadcast ko yun. Pumasok agad yung parang favorite. And then, we talked, we played. Tapos, same time, laging madaling araw or hapon. Tapos nalaman ko na daily streamer siya ng laging 8 p.m. kasi nasa trabaho. So, ayun, para siya. Tapos lumawak na yung naging friends ko sa reality because of him. Kasi lagi siyang may content. Iba-iba yung content niya every night. Tapos araw. Even kahit naglalaro kami, rinig pa rin kami dun sa stream kasi we were playing Mobile Legends then. So parang we were friends lang talaga nung una lahat. Until hindi mo naman maiiwasan. Syempre, sa reality, lalo na pag lagi mo nakakasama, lagi mo nakakakolab, lagi mo nakakausap, di mo maiiwasan na parang magkahulugan yung loob nyo sa isa't isa. So, yun yung nangyari sa amin. Pero, it stopped one night. Siguro, after 1 week, 2 weeks ng pag-uusap namin, may pumunta sa live niya. Nakapangalan ng dummy ng kaibigan ko. Na hanggang ngayon, streamer pa rin sa reality. Tapos, ang nangyari ay parang nagkukwento siya about her day. Tapos ako naman kasi, may nagpansin din ko talaga, tanongin ko ano nangyari sa'yo. Tapos, kakomfort ko. Babae, mapalalaki. Tapos, nagkwento siya na her day wasn't going well kasi nga, hindi na daw siya pinapansin ng boyfriend niya. Tapos parang may iba na daw. So, sabi ko sa kanya, bakit nagsistick up pa rin sa kanya kung pwede mo namang iwan na kung ayaw makipag-usap o ayaw ayusin, iwan mo na. Not knowing na yung tinutukoy niya palang boyfriend ay yung streamer na kasama ko. Tapos yung tinutukoy niya paro. Ako, na walang kalab-lab, kinaibigan ko siya, kinomfort ko siya. Kasi akala ko talaga noong una, yun yung kaibigan ko. Akala ko yun yung dummy niya. Pero nakalive pala siya, tapos nakatulog na sa stream niya. Nagulat ako. So, noong una, sinag ko pa talaga. Nakita ko, nakalive yung friend ko. Sabi ko, hala, edi sino to kausap ko rin? Hindi ko nahilig pa siya kasi naka-open mic, matulog. Sabi ko, hala, oh my god, hindi pala siya to. Ibang account pala. Tapos nalaman ko, na yun pala yung girlfriend nung streamer na kausap ko for 2 weeks na. And what happened was, she messaged me kasi doong time na yun, parang may usapan kaming lahat sa baba kasi puro girls yun nandun. And sabi namin parang face reveal kami sa isa't isa para may familiarity then. So, face reveal kami pero bali pinapauna ko sila because may trust issues ako. And pumapayag naman sila, bali exchange kumbaga yung nangyayari. So, nag-send sila ng pics nila. Nag-send din ako ng pics ko. Bali, isang picture lang lagi yung pinapakita ko. Yung girl na yun, chatted me. Tapos, sabi niya sa akin, tinanong niya ako kung babae ako or bakla. Tapos, sabi ko, ba't mo naman iisip na bakla ako? Tapos, sabi niya, sinusure ko lang. Tapos, sabi ko, okay. Tapos, sabi niya, nahihiya daw siya mag-face reveal kung pwede tumauna ako. Hindi ko alam, tuuto ako. Nauna ako. Tapos sumunod siya. Tapos, nagulat ako na may sinabi siya after ko magsend ng picture. Sabi niya sa baba, "Hoy, ako to tanga." Sabi niya doon sa comments. Kasi nakakalab pa rin ako nun habang kausap siya eh. Sabi niya, "Hoy, ako to tanga. Anong kalokohan to?" Tapos ako naman, parang inignore ko. Inignore ko siya kasi hindi ko alam. Nagbulag-bulagan ako that time. Pero I felt something. Na parang, ay, may mali. May mali dito, may mali. And my friend, na nakakolab din doon, kasi hindi ako nagkikipagkolab nung wala siya. Parang I always need her around kasi I'm not familiar pa masyado. So, bali, literal na newbie pa. So, I told my friend na, samahan mo ako kung saan man ako lagi papunta. Lagi kitang hihilahin kung saan ako mapunta kolab. So, yung friend ko yun, chinat ko, sabi ko sa kanya, uy, call muna tayo. Baba ka muna dyan. Kasi kailangan ko siya. Kasi that time na yun, nanginginig ako, nanlamig ako, na parang, ay, I know where this is going, di ko akalain. So, bali, before kasi, sobrang, let's say, grabe ako magtiwala, buong-buo, kung binigay yung tiwala ko that time. Kasi kaka-heal ko lang din, noong time na bago ko malaman yung app na reality. I healed from broken relationship then and friendship. So, literal na bagong ako yun. Tapos nasira ulit. Kaka-heal ko lang, nasira ulit. Kaya, so yung friend ko, sabi ko, I need to talk to her. Tapos yung friend ko pala, since yung FB ni Guy ay nakalagay sa bio niya dati, sinabi niya, ako kasi hindi ko yun ginawa. Kahit na alam ko. Hindi ko alam din kung bakit hindi ko yun ginawa. So, tinok niya, and pati yung ML nung guy, parang binisit niya, shit, nang mag-follow sa akin, or i-follow ko. So, binisit niya, and she saw, before ako i-add, na nandun sa album, picture nila nung girl. Tapos, kinumpare ko dun sa binigay sa akin girl ni girl na picture. Iisa siya. Sabi ko, oh my. Confirmed. Tapos sabi ko dun sa friend ko, medyo nagtampot ako kasi sabi ko, bakit di mo sinabi sa akin? Tapos sabi ng friend ko, akala ko alam mo na at nahikisakay ka na lang. Sabi ko, baka ba ako mahikisakay pa sa ganito? Yes po, jowa in real life. As in, talagang nagsasama sila, nakikita sila. Oo, ganun, ganun levels. So, juicy po talaga. Kasi nga, bale, sorry. So, ayun yung nangyari. Yung jowa niya in real life ay, let's say, sinugod kami dalawa. And, bale, kinausap ko nga yung friend ko and akala niya daw alam ko. So, nagtampo pa ako sa kanya nun, pero parang pinalampas ko kasi hindi yun yung main issue. So, sabi ko, pati mo na lang talaga sinabi sa akin. Sana hindi na umabot sa ganito. So, sabi niya, akala ko alam mo. Akala ko alam mo. Akala ko ba akong ganun? Hindi ba ako lala? Sabi ko sa kanya, alam mo naman di ako ganun. So, syempre, sinisi ko sarili ko sa lahat na nangyari kasi si guy may issues. Siya. Mental personal issues. So, bale, naisip ko, ala, dumagdag pa ako. Nakagulo pa ako. Tapos, yung girl naman, nagalit sa akin. Akala niya, nagpapanggap akong wala akong alam. Hindi na alam. Wala talaga akong alam. Literal, wala akong alam. Akala niya, mas bukas yung tanga. Hindi na alam. Mas mukha akong tanga. Kasi di ko alam. Akala ko sobrang sincere nung guy sa akin. Because he was, you didn't feel ko at the moment when we were talking before. Until dumating siya and nagpakilala. Pero yun, ginawa niya akong tanga actually ni girl. Kasi she wanted to befriend me that day, that night. Bago pa siya mag-comment ng ako to tanga, ganun-ganun. She befriended me pa. Siyempre, ako naman. Dahil nakaka-heal ko lang, grabe yung pagtatrust ko sa tao, buong-buo. So, kinibigan ko siya. Tapos, sabi niya sa akin, nga about sa boyfriend niya, eh, ako kasi, kapag hindi ka na tinatrato ng tama, iwan mo na, unahan mo na, huwag mong antayin na mapagod ka pa. Yun yung, so, that's what happened, and yung guy after that, changed everything. His bio, his profile, his name, the conversation kami. So, I know it's him. And, syempre, kilala ko na agad yung guy. Parang, alam ko na kung paano ito gumawa ng avatar. Alam ko na kung paano ito. Pag nagpalit ng pangalan, alam ko ipapalit niya. So, sinacheck ko. Sinaltan niya. Tapos, siya po yung naging sad boy. After na lahat na nangyari, siya po yung naging sad boy dito. Siya po yung parang nagpaka-victim. So, victim siya. Well, nag-uusap sa messenger habang naka-live. So, dun ako nagsimulang gumawa ng dummy or alt account. Kasi parang for me, yung main account mo, yun lang yun. Kasi kakaiba yun, main eh. Gumawa po ako ng dummy account. And, binivisit ko siya. Parang nahikimalitas ako. Kunwari, isa sa mga batang curious kung ba't ganun title mo? Ba't ganun sad songs ka? Ba't ganun? So, nagpaka-jeje ako. Ang hirap. Kaya ako sa comment. Kung bakit ganun? So, sabi niya, gusto niya daw mag-isa. Hindi nito kaya sabihin. Privacy niya na daw yun. So, I respected it. Hindi ko na siya pinilit. So, basta, nandun lang ako nahikilig. Pinitin ako nung kaya. Or kung pupunta dun yung girl. Kasi yung girl, nagpalit pa siya ng ng profile and para nagparami din yung girl ng followers. So, after that, nagsabi yung guy na magla-last stream na siya. Nagsabi siya na magla-last stream na siya. Dami niyang pahulo. Bale, ilang din, bago sabihin na magla-last stream siya, ilang parinigan din yung nangyari. Doon ako nagsimula mag-live. Bale, yung friend ko kasi lagi natutulog sa umaga. Eh ako dati, sobrang okay pa na sleeping schedule ko kasi baguhan sa reality. So what I did was, nag-live ako na umaga-umaga. Tapos, nakilala ko yung mga OG streamers no mga times. And, sinarahan nila ako. Umaga-umaga pa lang, busog sila sa chika ko. Kasi yung mga napasok doon, mga famous na, yung iba 4K followers na. Ko, nakakakalala ko lang ako na dahil sa kanila, and dahil maghapon din yung stream ko, hindi siya umaabot sa mata-terminate, pero ang tagal din ng stream ko, mula umaga hanggang hapon din, so dumami yung views ko, dumami yung nakisama sa chika, at isa na yung magjowa doon. Hindi dami yung ginagamit ng magjowa, at tapang atao, pinapasok nila main accounts nila. Tapos, they were talking to me. Nagsasend pa sila ng star stickers isa-isa. So, bale, pinupuno nila yung comment section. And then, sabi pa nung girl, ano daw, ano, mala MMK daw ba yung pagkukwento ko? So, dun pa lang, alam na namin nakakaano, like, nang-aasar siya. Pero hindi niya ako maaasar kasi sagat na ako sa kanya that time. And, bata kasi yung girl. She was a minor. So, ko siya pinatala. Wala akong sinabi. Siyempre, minasabi ako. Saktan ako eh. Pero, deserve na yun. Hindi naman yung sobra yung sinabi ko sa kanya. Kasi kung ngayon yun nangyari, sobra. Wala ako bakit kung minor hindi. Pero that time, kasi medyo ano pa ako, parang maingat. Maingat pa ako sa mga ganap. Kaya, ayun, yung inano ko. So, noong time na yun, parinigan lang kami sa title ng live. Cut off po. Okay po.
Okay, so yun. So far, sa tatlo, Neko, Ketray, Priest, do you have any questions so far sa kwento niya, no? Ni Snow, do you have any question, clarification? May hindi ba kayo naintindihan? Or something that you can say? Or violent reaction. Sige, isa-isay ko kayong tatlo. Go, please, ikaw muna.
Si Priest ba o ako?
Sige, Kuya Trey, ikaw muna. Mayroon si Priest, gay. Ikaw muna, Kuya, no? Kuya Trey.
No questions, Your Honor. Just, you know, all seriousness, okay. All seriousness, seriousness, no. Though. So, basically, this guy that you fell in love with online has a bijowa siya, minor pa.
Yes.
Tama ba?
Yes.
How young is tong minor na to?
She's 17 naman.
Okay, close to legal age. Ako pa naman 13, yes. 15. So,
no.
Retire dyan sa mga yes. Kaso kong PNP. So, and this guy that you met online didn't bother to ask about history, yung history niya, dating past or whatsoever. He just fell in love. Tama.
Yeah. Tanga.
I guess we can blame you, okay? In my standpoint as a love and dating coach, love dating coach itself, we can, you know, help to fall someone online. Syempre, when we find someone, a connection, a genuine connection that we find online, it's bound that you're gonna find someone to fall in love with. Because you embrace the connection, embrace the warmth, embrace the things in common that you have together. In the same time, like you said kanina, diba? Na kasama, yung kasama na, madalas, syempre, the more you have time together, the heart grows fonder. The only sad thing to this story is that, syempre, you're doing things online. And common sense that anyone will tell you, ba't di mo kinalala kung tao na to? Ba't di mo binaklong check? Diba? The worst thing to that is, well, you never know that, baka, pala may asawa pala to, may anak pala to. Diba? The good thing is just only someone in a relationship. And I guess you've succumbed. I guess the guy, you can blame as well the guy, I guess, to fall in love with you. Kasi syempre, I guess he's going through something in his life, in his relationship life, na parang you are someone like a panikiputas to his life. Sad to say,
he admitted that their relationship was on the rocks that time when he met me.
Exactly. And when guys cheat, okay, to those who are listening right now, guys cheat because there is a hole in their life, either physically, mentally, emotionally. And that time when snow came in his life, siguro, I guess, like you said, the relationship was in the rocks. It was not turning out right. And I met someone online. Oh, this girl understands me. This girl gets me. And biglang parang, wow, everything just fits together and we should be together. It's just that the bad thing around this, no, is that he had to learn this the hard way, in which that he met, in which the parang may palang, you know, may sabit pala tong guy na to. So, moral lesson lang from the professor's take. Whenever you meet someone online, don't hesitate to ask more questions to a guy. It helps you get to know more of the guy. And syempre, to dampen your expectations whatsoever. Diba? We sometimes when we see someone online, we have this all these expectations. We all have these thoughts. We continue to talk. We conceive thoughts. Kumbaga, na parang ito, i-judge natin na gano'n siyang tao. Na parang galante, he's nice.
Yeah.
So, in conclusion to what I'm saying, di ba? Get to know the guy first before anything else. Because sooner or later, you might regret it. Na parang, big mistake pala. So, that's your professor's take on your relationship.
So,
I hope in my take, in my stand, that, you know, it isn't wrong to trust anyone. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you trust the right people along the way. Diba? So, take it away, Chris. Your take, si School Bukol, Chris. Go ahead.
Go, Chris.
Chris, nandiyan ka pa. Pinatawag ka ng pro.
Oo, mawala ta. Sige, ano, skip mo na.
Chris,
ako talaga, Chris. Ang gigigil talaga ako sa'yo. Sige, ikaw, go, Chris.
Absent nga sana ako ngayon eh. Wala akong ano eh, siya dito. Hindi ko nga naintindihan yung nangyari.
Ano, abang mo. Sige, i-summarize natin kay Snow. So, basically, na-fall in love si Snow sa isang third party na guy. Anong take mo dyan? Para sa credit decision.
Wala eh.
Okay. Skip natin si Chris.
Okay.
Ipasa natin ang table. Ipasa yung table natin kay Neko. Neko, ang take mo dyan.
Ano?
Para sa may plus points ka dyan.
May tanong.
Oh, Neko. Ikaw. Sige.
Ang nangyari ba is ano? Parang itong si Boy is meron na. Tapos, ini-entertain niya pa si Snow, ganun.
Oh, no! Yeah, parang, ganun nangyari.
Naku, eh, kung para sa akin, kasalanan to ni Boy.
Oo nga. Ako, okay. Go ahead, Neko. Kasi, for me, I don't blame the guy. I don't blame the girl. They just met in a circumstance na mali. Ang mali lang kay girl, is that hindi niya kinilalampus to si lalaki. Sa kasalanan ni guy, hindi nagamin na yung tabo. So, pareho silang mali.
Pareho nga kayo mali.
Diba?
Kasi isipin mo ah, I'm gonna disagree on that. Bakit magkakaroon ng pagkakamali si girl at the first place? Kasi parang, kung ako lalaki ah, if you are going to, for example, you are going to approach a girl, it is your responsibility to magpakilala ka, for example, if you have intention. For example, in this case, if I have intention kay Snow, it is my responsibility na ipakilala ako and I'm, what I am behind my ano, kung ano yung meron ako, if I have jowa, if I have this, if I have past, and even friendship, dapat, I think kuya, I'm ano, yun lang yung akin, parang I'm just sa ano, inclined lang kay Snow a little bit kasi hindi naman kasalanan ni Snow na hindi siya nagtanong. Kasi hindi rin naman nag-share si guy at the first place. So yung akin lang na dapat it must be the responsibility of the person who are going to ano, you are going to approach you. I'm not sure, kuya, pero parang yun lang yung take ko.
Jordy, you have to look at this, okay? Not everyone can think like you. And at the same time, for this guy, syempre naman parang, I'm in reality, I can be whoever I want to be. I can forget everything in my past. I can forget everything I have in present. Because this is reality. I can be whoever I want to be. I can be a girl, I can be a bad guy, I can be a trap, I can be whatsoever. Diba? So you come to this app, clean slate, you become a new different person, and syempre you fall in love with this person who feels so right. No overwhelming lalaki. Syempre, you have something perfect. Why ruin it? Why would you destroy something na parang you found something profound in your life for once, who gets you, understands you? And you're in this momentum. Diba? Kapag sobrang maganda yung momentum mo with this girl, diba? Ang hirap for any guy. I mean, you know, as guys, diba? But it's hard for us to tell the truth to someone we are starting to like. We're starting to develop feelings for. We're starting to fall for this person.
I can agree.
Diba? And we're in that
deep... Then, ano kaya?
Oh, go ahead.
Then I have a question kaya. Ano? Sa case kasi ito, meron na kasi yung jowa si Boy eh. Then this is my question. Why the boy is approaching Snow even the fact that he is a girlfriend? Na?
The thing is, diba? Why kaya there is something wrong with this relationship? And for him to escape that something wrong in that relationship, as escapism niya, si girl, diba? Instead of fixing the problems of your relationship, he ran away from his problems. Pumunta kay siya kay Ate Girl. He just no. Diba? And which is totally wrong to begin with, diba? When you have a problem with your relationship, you have to fix it no matter what. Pero the wrong way that a guy approached his problems is creating a persona that he fell in love, he didn't expect falling in love with to begin with, kay Ate Girl, which is no. Diba? It's like everything, diba? If you have something good in your life, maybe your favorite toy, whatever, favorite game, you're close to it. You're now in the edge na parang you have to give it up. You give that game up to someone who wants it, who wants to take it. Or who owns it pala beforehand. Diba? Or nagbalaw ka ng gamit, diba? Hindi malalam na kalino solid. Diba, you're in that momentum already and you have to face reality na parang crap, this is the first, I have to tell the truth but I don't know how. I want to say something but I don't know how. Diba? In that situation na eh. And if you look at that point of view of that guy, syempre you understand na parang ang hirap pala. Ang hirap to come to the terms of that. Diba? Pero yun nga, like I said, please know, diba? It doesn't wrong that hurts to trust someone. It's just making sure that you know this person beforehand. Diba? You don't go to the, you know, ocean without knowing how shallow or how deep it is. Diba? Unless you might end up drowning. So we have to look at that angle. We can't blame the guy. We can't blame the girl. They all went, they'll fall in love in the wrong circumstances. Of not knowing each other fully. Right?
We are the same way, kuya, pero ano, except sa ano. Sabi mo na there's something, ano, there's nothing wrong with the guy. For me, kuya, there's something wrong with the guy, yun lang yung akin. Then I have a question with Snow. Nung first ba ng interaction niya, is there like a intentions na like a flirt, something like that, or like more on friendship lang muna, na na-pull lang talaga kayo sa isa't isa, parang ganun ba yung nangyari? Or did he, nagpakita na ba siya ng motive at the first place?
No, friendship lang at first yung offer.
Yes, I agree. I agree on Kuya Trina, sayo kung ganun system.
Yeah, kasi if you look at this jerky, I get your point. Baka player tong lalaki na to. Nahabol niya is to catch Snow at her weakest. And hindi. Basing on the story, this is genuine mistake. An honest mistake, kumbaga. In which na parang, I did not expect to fall this way for you. Same thing with it's no, diba? Being coming from a broken relationship, you want someone to get you. You want someone to respect you, to find ways na parang it makes you feel complete again, to be inspired. Diba? And they went in circumstances that made them fall in love in the wrong way. Without knowing each other, getting to know deeply, and yun, nagsaktan lahat, diba? So, more or less of the story, diba? Do not, you know, judge a water deep by just looking at it. You have to swim to the end to know how deep the ocean is. Lalim, diba?
Lalim nga. Anyway, so, while we are waiting for snow, Kuya Trey, I have a question. Medyo lalayo tayo sa ano. This is like a general question because I'm really interested to know, Kuya. Bakit, okay. For example, if you have like a significant other na, why... I'm going to generalize this, ah. Why men usually...
cheat?
Like, yung ginawa okay. Is, no, like, looking for other instead of texting the significant other. But kaya?
Okay. If you want the scientific way, I hate it to break it all, guys. And to break it all, girls. Okay. Men are innate polygamous. Yeah, tawa to. We can't help but feel the thrill of the hunt finding someone. And like I said kanina, why men cheat and why we look for someone else? Why of all people snow? It's because there is a connection that we lack. When we cheat, kasi we look for sometimes physical intimacy. That's why men have sex with other people to fill that physical void with the other partner does not provide. Or why go someone psychologically because they think the same as we are. Or why we go for someone for emotional connection. Because they get us, they understand us, they provide the warmth that we don't have. It fills up the missing love languages that we have as guys, or a girl, whatever. Siyempre, we also girls sometimes can cheat, pero if you look at this point of view, parang, I guess the love language of this guy that this snow is met is parang siguro word of affirmation. Walang quality time nangyari with this current girl. And right now, when he met Snow, I have now quality time. Someone affirms what I'm feeling. And, di ba? Which could have been solved to begin with. So, gets my jerpy. Na parang to. When we as guys, we look for something that fills our void, fills the holes in our heart. It could be physical, mental, emotional, or mental or psychological, whatsoever. Or sometimes spiritual needs. And that's why we tend to cheat, or why we tend to look for a different partner, or why we become the hunter that you are. The hunter thing can be another story. That's for guys that are players, that guys that, you know, who do this as a game, as a sport. I think what you think we're thinking a while ago, Jerby, that this guy must be a player or tipong inahabol lang niya si Snow for something else. And the other side, the other side of this story na parang as to why, what the emotional or the polygamous nature of that nature of why men look for a different partner. Other questions, Jerby? Follow up? I know may tanong ka pa.
Umihinga lang ako kasi ano. Nagigits ko.
I mean mo, Jerby, di ba? Siyempre, parang we guys look for something in our life. Di ba? And why, that's why we always go online. Why we are always hopeless romantics. In some way, na parang we look for that person who gets us. Either be physical, that's why we look for sex. We look for someone who could be genuine, who thinks like we, that's the psychological part, the emotional need, because they understand there is that loving and caring, nurturing nature that we look for to begin with. Diba?
Kaya Trey, I have a question from our viewers. I'm going to read ko lang. Sabi ni Ate Inata, but for Mikia or Trey, if the guy feel like she is lack of something, just break up with her rather than cheat. Just my opinion though. And same goes to the woman as well. Sabi ni Hinata.
Yiga, if in that like the sense ni Hinata, okay, just answer. Why they could not break up? Ang hirap eh. Momentum yun eh. Diba? You found something perfect, why break it? Diba? It's a losing situation. But it takes a mature guy to break it up. And that guy isn't mature enough or have the courage enough to break it. Same thing with girl. Diba? Nalalaman niya yung may ginagawa sa guy. At niya pinaputulot pa. At niya, diba? Nalang sinabi, kinonfront or say, I know your secret, diba? So, may parang mali in a way. And you can't blame them both. And it takes a mature guy to stand up.
Do you agree with me, kuya? Parang, may mga lalaki talagang feel good. Like, for example, instead of breaking up with a girl, it's just that you are happy-go-lucky and you are feel good na parang pagsabay ng dalawa. Parang, is there like an instance na ginagawa talaga ng lalaki yun?
Okay.
Like feel good na ano?
If it's for feel good, yun yung player mentality na habol mi kai na you got that win na parang you find the thrill or exhilarating that adrenaline rush na parang napahang may babae or you date that girl fall in love with you. That's player mentality na parang, and that's wrong. So if you're after a girl because they give you a high and you go to another girl and looking for that same high, there's something wrong with you. Yun ang masasabi ko.
Okay na kuya, we're on the same track na. So may question din si Kika from our viewer. Cheat to fill in the void aside from what the partner has to give. Sounds wrong, pero yes, tama ba? Parang ganun ba yung situation?
Parang guilty pleasure. It's a guilty pleasure. Alam mo, chocolates are bad for you. Nakaka-diabetic. Kinakain mo pa rin. Diba? Same thing with junk food. You love chips. Alam natin salty. Nakaka-obese. Nakaka-high blood. Kinakain pa rin natin. Same thing with pancit noon. Diba? Alam natin bawat si FDA. Kinakain natin, pero masarap, di ba? Things are like this, are guilty pleasures, di ba? And sad to say that it is reality itself. Cliche to say, ganun talaga.
Alright, so I think, medyo enough na yon para, to give, explanation sa mga nangyayari. Then I'm going to give the floor again to Snow. Snow, may continuation ka ba sa story? Kasi kinatop kita eh. Sorry na. So yun, I can continue.
Yes po, it actually gets juicier after that. Hindi doon nagtatapos. So, anong nangyari pa after nun? Akala ko, pagkatapos ng lahat ng yun, since nag-aalis na siya, akala ko tapos na. Parang, nung time na before siya umalis, nakilala ng viewers niya yung girlfriend niya in real life. So, si girl, tumagal din siya sa reality. Bale naging sabay sila. Kumbaga, hindi pa din mag-life si guy nang wala si girl sa tabi niya. And, ang nangyari pa dito is, kinasal sila sa reality. Kinasal silang dalawa doon. And I was there. Yeah, as my dummy account. And diba dati, parang gumagana pa yung auto-clicker. So, yun yung gamit ko. Parang pinapadami ko pa yung likes ng broadcast niya. Kasi dati, bale, mano-mano kong pinapa 20 to 50k likes. Ay, wag ganun. Wag ganun ako. So, bale, pinapa 20 to 50k likes ko ng mano-mano yung ano. Actually, I can name drop naman since open kami na pag-usapan yun. Open naman kami pag-usapan yun kasi kahit sa live niya, binabardagol ko na siya sa live niya. So, ayun po. And, PM niyo din sa akin kasi baka mali. So, bale, yun yung nangyari. Kinasal silang dalawa. Pero, ayun. Dito naman sila matagal talaga. And, ang nangyari ay nag-live pa siya, nag-last live pa siya. I think kinabukasan nung kasal, I think nag-last live siya. Hindi ko sure kung after a few days pa or kinabukasan na agad. Kasi sobrang bagal ng takbo nung oras sa akin na time. So, ang nangyari ay nag-title siya na parang ano, let's talk about this mistake. Tap na ayaw niya na daw maulit pa. That was his title sa last live niya. So, ang nangyari ay sabi niya, last na talaga yun. And mag-quit na siya sa pag-stream and sa reality mismo. Siguro, I think nasa 100 plus days na din yung daily niya that time. So, parang naisip ko din na parang I think hindi niya yun basta-basta i-give up. Kasi grabe yung ginawa niyang effort din. Tapos masasayang lang dahil doon, di ba? So, grabe yun. So, bale. I was hurt dun sa word na mistake. I mean, I know it was a mistake, but I know din na what we felt was real and was genuine. Kaya ako nasaktan. Kasi ako, yung pinakita ko sa kanya, totoo. And yung sinabi naman niya, and yung pinaramdam niya din sa akin is I felt na it was real. No po. No. It's not him. Siya yung isa sa mga nakikin that day, kinabukasan, no, sinabi kong Vega, isa siya doon. It wasn't him. So, nasaita ko dun sa word the mistake. And what I did was, pinas ko ulit yung dummy. Bali, panibagong dummy account na yung ginawa ko. Since nag-umuha ko isa, gumawa ko isa. Kasi baka makahalata siya. Kasi nga, kilala niya din kung paano ako mag-type. So, gumawa akong bago. And pinasok ko yun sa last live niya. And sakto ako yung, no din po. Natatawa. Pero feeling ko na dun din siya that time. Nakikinig din. I have a feeling na nakikinig din siya dun nung time na yon. Not sure. Pero yung mga OG streamers kasi that time, tumatambay din sa live ko para makinig. Kasi syempre, pag nasimulan mo na yung chika, syempre, you want more. Hindi ka titigil. Agad hindi pa bubuo yung kwento. Eh, everyday may dagdag. Everyday may panibagong ganap. So, padami na padami yung tao nakikinig and bumabalik-balik talaga sila. Sino kaya? I don't think kilala nyo siya kasi he stopped but pabalik-balik siya ngayon. Ayun. Ano nangyari pa dito? Pumasok ako doon and the topic was exactly about me. Na sinasabi niya na he was promising the girl that he was never gonna cheat on her ever again. That will be the last. And that sila forever. So, ayun. Hindi, di ko siya kilala eh. Di ko siya kilala. So, ayun yun. Ano ba? So, ayun. Yung nangyari, they were talking about me and he was promising the girl all those shits, all those bullshits. Hindi ko napigilan sa sarili ko, gusto ko ipasok yung main account ko. my friend. Kasi parang I needed na ilabas agad. Na ayokong chat lang. No, 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 no. So, I was on call with another friend that I met from reality then, which naging parang parang they clicked, silang dalawa. They clicked agad. So, ayun, bale, I was on call with him. And after that, nagsabi siya sa akin na, are you ready? Hindi din po. Are you ready na antigen ka or hindi? Or sa mga ibabato sa'yo ng tao dun sa live? So sabi ko, I don't know. Basta gusto ko magpaalam sa kanya kasi aalis siya. Ayoko ng PM lang. Gusto ko malaman ng tao yung side ko because na let's say mga naging alagad niya. So, valid. They only know one-sided story and ako yung mali dun sa story. So, gusto ko itama na dapat hindi ko naman naginawa. Nasa following. Yeah, nasa following siya. Pero nag-follow and follow na. So, hindi na siya nandun sa pinakambaba, which is yung mga una kong finalaw. Tapos ang nangyari pa, nagpalit siya ng name, so good luck talaga malala. So ang nangyari dito ay parang ang ginawa ko, pwede ko? Ako ba? Pwede po ba? Okay. Huwag na kayo maghanap. Huwag na kayo maghanap. Huwag na kayo mag-PM-PM. Itabi niyo ako na.
Yan po, kung gusto niyo po malaman kung sino, sali na po sa Discord channel namin. Yes. Kung gusto niyo po malaman kung sino.
Ayun na. Yes, that's his name. Mm-mm. And this was the girl.
Huh? Huh? Shit!
Kilala mo?
Oo! Oh, hindi ko akalain kung kilala itong tao na to.
Hindi ko din akalain. Akala ko
hindi siya ganun
kalaking name.
Ako din. Ako rin. Hindi ko din akalain.
Ay, oh my God. Kafriz.
I know the guy.
I know the guy as well.
But the girl, I don't know.
Hindi ko kilala yung babae, pero ano, pero tropa ko yung lalaki.
Kilala ko.
Si guy tao to,
I
asked for help from him for a favor. Hindi ko lalain na ganito palang kakataon na to.
Yeah, actually familiar ka din sa akin, yung name mo.
Not sure kung ano, kung nakikinig siya dito, pero alam ko na ako, di ba nakalaro po natin ko ng paraan na karang...
Uy! Oo, mahilig din ko na ng baraha. Oo.
Ano nga ito ng baraha?
Nakikita ko yan. Nakikita ko recently lang?
Okay. I think? Just to share everyone's my backstory in reality to those who don't know, okay? I've been active September down to February before I took a big leave. And to those who know me in reality, got to know me as this big kuya figure, the tipong tulfo ng bayan, tipong guy that you can go to kapag may kaso, kapag may problema. And I tend to fix houses, plants, and what's what in reality. Okay? That's why you're familiar with my name. And the reason why I went to this guy in helping me fix an issue which we will talk about after your segment. Ano? Moving forward, Jerby, you were saying?
Ah, ako ba? Ah, sige. Hindi
ka na. Hindi ka tayo sa chat eh.
Hindi ako na. Kumbaga hindi ko expected na siya yun. So yun, nag-uunahan talaga, nawin lang talaga. So yun.
I guess we were all surprised and we're caught na siguro Jerby. Like you said, syempre, hindi natin akalaan kasi we know this guy for quite some time. We know this guy's history.
Ano? Hindi ko lang siya nakilala pero ano, pero we're on good terms. Yun lang masasabi ko, we're on good terms. Pero ano, recently ko lang siya nakilala. Pero mabait naman. Yun lang, sige, mabait. Bigay ko na yung word, mabait siya. I'm not sure ano.
I think si Kamini Prince knows him. Siyempre, when we look for, usual frequent visitor to ito eh, he usually gives gifts to people. He does, he's a nice guy. Yun lang, that's all I can say. Yun ang expect, this nice guy has a secret thing.
Oh, and which is this. Ano, Arshay, dati pa rin talaga, may nabalitaan na ako na ano, ganyan nga si...
Kaya medyo... Ay, yun yung chismis.
Huy!
Ay, s***! Yun yung chismis.
Huy!
Hello! Mic drop.
Ano, Neko pa? Ano?
Bibip ko to.
Black flavor, Neko. Wrong name.
Oh, no!
Ano, ito na nga, tapuloy ko na.
Ipretend natin, hindi natin narinig
yan. Nabalitaan yung ano, ganun na ano, mayroong ganung ano, history si...
Gatal.
Dati ko na alam ko ano yun eh.
Ipangalan natin siya. Si Quizzy.
Na natin yan sa live ni ano, Mira.
Oh, nga.
Maganda yung drop si Preso. Pakimute nga mo.
Okay. Ipangalan naman si Mira. Mabait yun.
We have the right to name drop. Some people here don't know who they are. And some people do, pero still. Diba?
Kaso yung name drop.
Narinig ko na nga yun in prison. Nakalala ko yun in prison, sabi mo eh. And we never expected of all people, yun nga, it's weird that if the nicest people, we don't know their story.
Ay nga, ilang beses din ako binigyan ng gadget ticket niya eh. Pero,
so,
history.
So, papamukha mo sa amin na may gadget ticket ka, so yun pa yun na prison.
Ako, Jerpy, may first time ako. May first time ako. Nahihingi ka lang. Oh, may 4-star dito. Kami wala.
4K naka-tealings ka lang nung gacha roll mo. Ikaw ganun sa stress.
Nakuha ko nga lang yung sticker sa mukha eh. Tapos ikaw ganun pa.
The story.
Ako walang gacha ticket.
Hindi ka naman nagla-live eh.
O yun nga lang, di ba?
Nagla-live ka, ano na, 5 AM na.
Well, my schedule was, ito ah, for those want to remember, schedule ko that is from 2 AM to 3 AM. And sometimes tumatagal ng 5 if I want to. And I play music all day long. Yan yung machine naman talagang podcast ko lagi. And di kung inaabot ni Neko, lagi ang sleep ko for some reason sa ikon. So, okay, so ano, next kwento na ba tayo? Kasi masyadong mainit pang topic eh.
No, tuloy natin. I just continue this.
Ilang parts ba ito? Part 3, part 4? Ano?
Kaya, chika!
I think wait.
Hindi ko alam eh.
Magkakaroon ng part 2 to, pero tapusin natin yung ano.
Mainit ng topic.
Tapusin natin yung issue ni Snow, tapos magkakaroon tayo ng part 2, then part 3, part... Hanggang parts 100 at ito, daming issue ng reality. Dito, mauubusan ang content dito. So, yun. Sige, continue mo, Snow. So,
bye. Thank you po. So, ayun nga yung nangyari. Dun sa live na yun, they were talking about me and he was promising shits to the girl. So, I was... Ano, parang inaano ko sarili ko. I was composing myself. Kung ano ba, papasok ka ba or hindi. Kasi baka mamaya pagsisihan mo. So, ayun. Ang ginawa ko ay pumasok ako as my main account. Pumasok ako as my main account. There, saktong medyo malapit na mag-end. Bale, yung girl ay may gagawin. Kasi, that time, sinabayan ko na parang habang nagawa siya ng essay, medyo AFK, pumasok ako. Tapos pagpasok ko, syempre yung girl na patay. Ay, ito yung biktima. Ito. Siya daw yung yun daw yung ano niya, siya yung biktima dito at siya daw yung pinagbuhanta nga. Tapos sabi ko, sabi niya pala, it was all my fault. Kasi malandi daw ako. So, kinounter ko, hindi ba mas malandi yung boyfriend mo? Hindi niya ako sinagot. So, bale, walang kasunod nun. Hindi niya ako sinagot that time. She didn't type anything. Bale na nahimik siya. Kasi sunod-sunod yung
comment. Wait lang, Snow. Please, pwede mo nang bawin yung sinabi mo na mabait sila.
I feel like dapat bawin din yung sinabi kong yun.
Ako, hindi ko binabawi. I can't say. Nag-comment ako.
Salamat po.
Mababawi eh.
So yun, sige, continuous na, sorry.
It's okay. So, ayun po. Hindi niya talaga ako sinagot eh. Kasi I was waiting na humaba yung conversation para mabasa ng tao. Kasi wala ko pa kaalam. Puno yung collab. So, hindi ako makapag-collab. And in the first place, I can't talk because I was talking to my friend. Since medyo pinapagaan yung love ko, pinapakalma niya ako na parang huwag kang umoverboard. Kasi sobrang nga ako nung ka-PM ko sila sa GC namin. Sobra ko dun nilalabas. So, dun time na yon nag-ano na lang ako, na parang, okay. So, sa babaeng to, the most calm way as possible. Yan na yung pinakang kalmado kong sagot. Kasi kahit di na siya sumagot pa, she didn't fight back. Because she thought na niloloko ko siya. Tingin niya, niloloko ko siya. Tingin niya, nagpapanggap akong wala akong alam about them. Na parang ginusto ko masira talaga sila dalawa. Not knowing I'm not that kind of person, I would never do that. Ba't ko gagawin yon and naniniwala ko sa karma? So, yun yung nangyari. And then, really wanted to end na talaga that life. Kasi wala na silang mapag-usapan because I was there. Siguro he didn't expect I'd be there. So, he ended the life. He said goodbye in his malambing voice pa. Kasi pag kinakausap niya ako, always the malambing na voice. So, ayun yung nangyari. Nag-goodbye siya and he said talaga na daily badge. Hindi niya i-give.
So, you're there? Nawawala ka?
No check. Nawala ng tuluyan.
Nawala. Akala ko yung nawala. So yun, let's go ahead and I think we need to discuss muna yung mga recent na kinuwento ni Snow kasi I think we need to get ready. What's your take? Ay, huwag mo na sketry kasi ano eh. Medyo gumawa yung finale sketry. Neko muna tayo. What's your take on that? Kasi Neko, ano eh. Yung mga nangyari, kasi we have a consensus na mabait tong pareho to, but what happened after Snow dropped the bomb? What's your take on that, Nick?
Di ko alam sasabihin ko. Ano, kasi may nabalitaan na rin ako dati sa kanya na kung bakit, kasi dati kasi nagka problema sa parang nabalitaan ko lang naman, pero hindi ko alam kung ano yung problema. So, baka ayan pala, yung problema pala ni Snow yun. Kasi nandun ako dati eh. Kasama ko yung ano, binibisita ko rin yung kaibigan ko dun kasi lagi nandun kaibigan ko eh. So, ayun.
Okay, go please. Sige, si please naman. What's your take on that? What can you say about what happened?
Nakakasyak lang. Kasi, di ba, ang bait ng ano kay, ano to, kay sa kanya, kay pero, ano din, ganun pala, may history pala ng ganun. I can't believe it. Medyo ano, parang hindi siya yung kilala ko yun. Pero yun na nga, nashock lang ako.
I think siguro ano, before we ask Kuya Trey, I'm going to let's see. I think that's the most climax na nang nangyari sa issue na 'yon. And before we are going to ask Kuya Trey for the final say on advice. Okay lang ba yung Snow? I think it's already been overexposure na. I think we already na. So we are going to guys, so mga nakikinig, we are going to have a part 2 with the topic. So ito po yung part 1 and we are going to upload a part 2 for this one. So before we are going to ask Kuya Trey's opinion, you can go ahead. I'm going to advertise first. You can go ahead and like our Facebook page, Podcast Lang Raw for Students, our Twitter page, Podcast Lang Raw for Students, and as well as our Instagram page. And you can also follow us on Reality, Jerpy, Neko, Kuya Trey, and please sa aming mga reality page. So yun, Kuya Trey, ikaw na po ang aming final word. So what's your take in all of this? What happened? What will be the application as well as the rema? And what do you think Snow needed to do moving forward?
Okay, I'll go back what I said on the first part, which is talagang before you go to any relationship or before you start committing or start falling in love, know the person that you're talking with. And syempre, you'll never know that you might end up with someone, you know, profound, something better, diba? And it sweetens the relationship. If you know, there is no secrets, there is no something that holds you back. So our takeaway to those that are listening right now and to those that, you know, who are tuning in, diba? In any relationship, you have always that, aside from connection, aside from communication, there is clarity. Meaning to say that there is no secrets. There is nothing that you hold back between you both, and it makes the relationship more sweeter that you know each other very well, and there is nothing to hide. There are no skeletons in the closet, and when there are no skeletons in the closet, everything should be bliss. Everything should follow. Again, that's my takeaway for this segment. Tong mainit init tong topic. As much as I want to comment about the guy, that's him. As much as I want to comment about the girl, that's her. As much as I want to comment about the partner, that's her as well. But we can move forward from here na parang know someone first before anything else. Ayun. So, Jerpy, let's go to our next juicy kwento.
So yun po, before we end the recording, I'm going to say my final words. So sa lahat po, my advice is lahat na may jowa, lahat na gusto magka-jowa, lahat man kung about love life, ang mga advice ko lang lagi, huwag kang bobo, yun lang. Napaka-simpleng word, huwag kang bobo. Kasi pag bobo ka, patay ka talaga. So yun, okay, this podcast is powered by Spotify and Anchor. To all of your podcast needs, you can go ahead and download this app and use and start your podcast today. And we're going to also advertise to you the app that we are using, Reality App. You can download this one. If you are into VTubers, anime, manga, and stuff, you can go ahead and download this application and you can stream and be exposed to the community that we are in, okay? So thank you po sa pakikinig ng Podcast ng Raw for Students. This is the part 1 of the issue. Bye-bye!
Abangan ng part 2.
Ngayon din. Pakikat na ito.
This has been part 3. Wishing you guys good night. Goodbye as always. And goodbye all the time. This has been Raw 4. That's Jerpy, Prince, and Neko. Take care. Enjoy the evening.